Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Chamber of Commerce announces move to new location. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Chamber of Commerce, which was established in 1956, has been in the downtown Gillette location since its inception. According to the press release from the Campbell County Chamber of Commerce, their first home was in the old frame building in the approximate location of Soulmates at 211 South Gillette Avenue. Their second location was in the Stockman's Cafe building. In 1966, the chamber put a down payment on the current building at 314 South Gillette Avenue. The Chamber's Board of Directors realized many years ago that the Chamber was outgrowing the space at 314 South Gillette Avenue. The search for a new office space spanned at least the last 20 years. Money was set aside and it was available and designated as a building fund. Consideration was given to remodeling and adding on to the office, but the cost was prohibitive. Recently, a new office space was identified. The Chamber is relocating to 409 West 2nd Street in November of 2023. The new office space is much larger and will allow the chamber to expand services offered and provide more value to its members and the community. The board and staff are excited to make this move and will continue to be a part of the downtown community while being more visible and easier to access. In June 2020, the Campbell County Convention and Visitors Bureau moved into the chamber office. The two entities co-located the same building but remain separate entities. The CVB will remain at 314 South Gillette Avenue. The Gillette Main Street organization will join the CVB and will be better able to serve the downtown merchants in a more visible location. Nominate your favorite Wyoming veteran for Voyage of Valor to D.C. AARP Wyoming is looking for nominations to send U.S. military veterans age 65 and over living in Wyoming to Washington, D.C. to visit the nation's capital, as well as see the monument and memorials built in honor of our veterans' service and sacrifice. According to the press release from AARP Wyoming, these four-day trips to D.C. are fulfilled through the Wish of a Lifetime, a charitable affiliate of the AARP that grants life-changing wishes to older adults and inspires people to redefine aging in America. The Wyoming Voyage of Valor is a Wyoming-specific trip that brings 20 veterans and their companion to Washington in May of 2024. AARP Associate Director for Local Advocacy and Outreach, Jennifer Bayer, says if there is enough interest, another trip to Washington may be added. Bayer said, "We saw Wish of a Lifetime was doing wishes to send veterans to Washington, D.C. on its Facebook page. We called them and told them our honor flights had ceased to exist. Partnering with Wish of a Lifetime from AARP is going to make visiting monuments, reconnecting with loved ones, and fulfilling lifelong dreams of visiting D.C. a reality for Wyoming veterans and their families. Nominations are due by February 1st, 2024, and the 20 veterans will be selected by Wish of a Lifetime. Nominees need to be over the age of 65 and military veterans, but do not need to be combat vet, nor do they need to be highly decorated veterans. Wish of a Lifetime will address logistics, such as specific days for the trip based on weather and the most convenient airport for Wyoming's Voyage of Valor to originate from once nominations are received. If you would like more information about these trips, contact Jennifer Bayer at jbaier@aarp.org. For more news and information, go to Basins Radio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.